Hello and welcome to Under Service number 251 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour. So sad news last week after the passing of Ace Frehley. So I'm kicking off this week with a couple of Ace tunes. So let's kick it off with Rip It Out.
Soldiers, how do we know? into that fiery hole, you'll have to make it alive. When I think of how my life was spared from that near fatal wreck, if the devil wants to play his card game now, he's gonna play without an ace in his deck.
Swiftly following Rip It Out from the 1978 solo album, that was Rock Soldiers from Freely's Comet's first solo album, if you want to call it, in 1987. A great loss, and it's something that I don't think many people were prepared for at all. But there we go, this cycle of life. So on to something new. Kirk Weinstein is due back in Belfast soon in February with Crowbar, but here's from his new solo album, Ethereal Waves, and this one's called Eulogy.
That's no peace treaty. The thing was three crosses, Lord. Jesus Christ.
Keeping it down and sludgy there, that was Buzz Oven with Hollow from the Soar album from 1994. people are absolutely wetting themselves in the middle of an acid bath getting back together. You know what? Nobody really cared about them back in the day. And see, when you listen to them now, they're Buzz Aldrin are a better band. So spend your money wisely, kids. That's where you want to spend it. So this weekend down in Limerick is the Siege of Limerick. There, it's twice a year, I think it happens. It's a free in. There's about 15, 20 bands playing. I'm lucky enough to be playing with my band down on it. So I thought I'd do a bit of an overview of who's playing this weekend. So first up, here's King Witch with a bit of Doom, Digging in the Dirt from Three album from earlier this year.
Can't fight the feeling that I'm going down. Overwhelmed, I can feel them burrowing round and round. They multiply behind my ears, chewing up and spitting out, no compromise. We crawl through life, feeling through the dark, never knowing when to speak or when to bark. The liars and cheats, haters and queers, dragging yourself through the land of the living. I'm digging in the dirt, just digging. I'm digging through life forms to their work. You think you
guessing my victory. And each time you fall, naive tattoos. On my lips, you know, empty of life. And I am drunk with
it gloomy. That was Moonspell with Ruin and Misery from the Irreligious album from 1997. Really like this band, but I haven't thought about them in a long time, and I went and checked out their back catalogue. There's obviously a mountain of stuff to get through, so I have to start picking and choosing what I'm going to listen to from it. But that's a really good one if you want to start somewhere with them. And they're playing the Samhain Festival in Maastricht this weekend, or Sion, whatever way you want to pronounce it. Next up, a band wins their album, The Reflection of I absolutely adore it, absolutely loved it. And then they released a second one called The Imaginary Direction of Time. And tell you what, it just didn't really cut it at all. And then I didn't realize they'd released a third album, which is called Prominence Demise. And I found it there online there last week and went and purchased it. And it's absolutely excellent. So this is a track from it called The Grand Design. Thank you. keeping in that sort of a melodic kind of a semi-classical sort of black metal, if you want to call it. The Covenant with Bringer of the Sixth Sun from Nexus Polaris, and the link between them and Winds, they've both got the same drummer, who's Hellhammer from Mayhem. So there you go. So I say at long last, Mother Love Boner getting a re-release on vinyl. The Apple album costs an absolute fortune nowadays. Released in 1990 originally, just after Andrew Wood died, I think. I don't think he even seen the release of it. This is the opening track of This Is Shangri-La.
Yeah.
course, that was Soundgarden with New Damage from Bad Motor Finger from 1991, 34 years ago, as it was pointed out the other week to me. Played that one to death when it came out, and it was good to hear it again. It's a long time since I played it from end to end, and New Damage really stood out on it for me. So back to the Siege of Limerick, another one of the big names on his band called Woad, and this is from their latest album, Crossing the Keys, and a track called Transmutation.
We'll be right back. say the apostle, for all his religious glory, has always had women in the church who helped to recruit and groom young girls in their teens for him to abuse and rape.
Swift blast of old school death metals, and a band I just discovered there the other week as well called Castrator, and playing that sort of Florida, New York death metal of the early 90s, like Suffocation, that I think that's what it sounds like to me. And that was a track called Covenant of Deceit from their latest album, Coronation of the Grotesque. So you like your old school death metal, there's where it's at. All the old school art and everything, it's really, really, really good package. So coming up in a few weeks, the old boy Saxon are back in town, and Biff's getting over his cancer, which is all good news as well. So this is a track from Wheels of Steel, which they're going to be playing in entirety, I believe, from 1980. This one's called Susie Hold On. We'll be right back. following Saxon out was the support slot from Except, well, it's Udo. Udo, I'm never singing any Except songs again, but that's all he seems to do. And he's doing the whole of the Balls to Wall album, incidentally, I think. And that's a track called Head Over Heels, really good. I've seen, I think it was Daro done something at one of the festivals this summer when it was winter. Oh, it's pretty grim. Like, it's, you go and check it out online, not the greatest. So to finish off with something really old, which has just got the 50th anniversary remix and box set and all everything that goes with it, Genesis. Not the Phil Collins. This was the last album done with Peter Gabriel in 1975. The concept, which I don't think the band could really grasp, but Gabriel seemed to know what he was talking about. And this is the title track, The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway. So until next time, look after yourselves and get yourselves ready for a lot of gigs coming up.
Thank you. magic and beauty.